If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
get there. I got to drive on till I get there. I'm a ram, yes I am. I know just what I lack. I keep on pushing you, baby. You keep on pushing me back. I'm a ram, that's your life I am. I'm a ram, gonna get close to you.
Been listening to Government Mule, and I'm a Ram, taken from their Red Rocks performance August 18th, 2019. I am so psyched to see them live really soon. With festival season almost wrapped up, I wanted to bring your attention to one of the best kept secrets going, Borderland Festival, which takes place this year, September 20th and 21st, on Knox Farm in scenic East Aurora, New York. I attended last year, sadly just for one day, and this year we'll be back for both days. So we wanted to talk to Jennifer Brazil, who heads up the festival. Our conversation started when I asked about the lineup for Saturday, September 20th.
Yeah, so Saturday, I'm actually looking at the lineup right now on my wall here. We're really excited this year, like you just said, like we've I thought the lineup of last year was amazing as well, but this year is even a little bit stronger. Just in terms of headliners, but we're kicking it off on Saturday. We're so stoked. We have like a couple local, like local Buffalo bands that are so strong, like a 10-piece band that has horns and trumpets and gospel singers, Miller and the Other Sinners at noon on Saturday. And then we go into Floodwood, who's members of Mo, which is obviously Mo is a huge band out of Buffalo. Probably, you know, next to Goo Goo Dolls, one of the bigger ones in the jam band.
Well, let's say they are the biggest, and let's not remember Goo Goo Dolls just for the just saying.
Hey, they're still around here.
For sure, I get it.
Yeah, and then we go into Grant Farm, who are actually really good friends of mine from Colorado. They're this amazing, I don't know if you've seen them in the jam world, but they're this bluegrass rockabilly rock band.
Oh, cool.
So good. Yeah, Tyler Grant, the lead guitar of Grant Farm, is actually the flatpick champion of the world a couple years ago. So he's just like a shredder.
Wow.
And yeah, and they're also going to be playing at the Friday night VIP party, which is sold out right now, but they're going to be up there and do two sets, and one of the sets is Picking on the Dead, so they'll do a whole like bluegrass version of Dead on Friday night. And we have the Police Brothers, and then we have Canada's Sheepdogs.
Yeah, my boys.
Oh my God, dude. They're so good.
Mm-hmm. So great guys too. Really great guys, and love just love playing music. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah, they're just their talent levels are so strong. So I love that they're just coming right over the border. And Raylan Baxter, the Wood Brothers, the Infamous String Dusters, and then ending the night with Government Mule.
So we know that if Warren is in the house from Government Mule, that he might show up in other places. I mean, he's notorious for just strapping up a guitar and playing with anybody and everybody, right?
We hope so. Yeah, for sure. He's welcome anywhere and everywhere at the festival. And I know that the other bands would be so excited to have him sit in. So I'm really hoping that happens, for sure.
The setup will be the same this year. You'll have two stages, and people will be able to wander from stage A to stage B. I don't remember the names of the two different stages, but you'll have people set up, and people will wander between sets, I guess, to each stage. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. We have the main stage, which we call the grassland stage, because it's actually the park and the field that it is in is our grasslands. So we named the main stage grasslands. And then the side stage, the second stage, is split rail stage, because it's all surrounded by natural wooded split rail fence.
Right.
So, yeah. And then so those two stages are going like literally back to back, like one stage ends, the other one kicks off right away. So there's really no downtime in between the music at all. And they're, as you know from last year, pretty close together, so fans can just kind of walk back and forth between both of those. And then we do have a third stage called the Homespun Stage, which is in the back behind the big stables for all our local bands. It's curated all day as well.
That's so on the first day, you'll have Dead Alliance, Buffalo, Leroy Towns Band, Folk Faces, Booty and the Kid, and PA Line, I guess, will be on that stage, right?
Well, we actually moved. So Booty and the Kid's a band out of Cleveland. They're from Ohio.
Okay.
And yeah, the other ones are all local Buffalo. But we actually moved PA Line over to Sunday. They're going to kick off the main stage on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Sunday morning. Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting. They're super stoked about it. We had one more empty slot over there, and we just took a look at the local bands and wanted to give someone an opportunity. So
Let's talk about Sunday. So we already know that Booty and the Kid will be playing, and then Carolina Story, who I don't know a lot about. What can you tell us about Carolina Story?
So Carolina Story, that's really funny. I was actually just like looking at them on the lineup, and they're out of Nashville. They are a little bit country, and they're a duo. They're a married couple. They're so good. Like, so many different instruments, so much talent. They're bringing in the country twang, and they're actually on the tie-in to them to Buffalo is they're on the record label that is owned by the Pagulas, who own half
everything.
Of Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm the hugest fan of that, but I love the fact they have a record label and they're supporting bands and supporting artists. So
right. They're not supporting their football team or their hockey team, but look, as long
that's
as they're
supporting,
yeah,
support the bands, you know. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then Michaela Davis, who people may have seen at Lock-In perform with Bobby Weir, she's an incredible talent.
Yeah, she really is. I'd been hearing her name around, and then I went to see Bob Weir at Shays Theater here in Buffalo this last winter.
Right.
And he had Michaela sit in with him on a few songs, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's incredible. And then that night I found out, I got to go backstage and I got to meet her, and I found out she's from Rochester. So she's local. She's local slash regional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Local-ish. So it just made so much sense to add her on the lineup as well.
Then my great friends, Holly and Tom Hamilton Jr. of Ghostlight, will be playing. I'm so psyched to see them live. I've never seen them live, so I'm really excited for Ghostlight. Liz Cooper and the Stampede, she's amazing, and we've had her on the show too. Absolute incredible talent, and we're psyched to see her. And then, okay, this is going to be fun. So this is Keller Williams' Grateful Grass featuring O'Teal and the Infamous String Dusters.
Yes, it is a really super special collaboration. We're so excited about it. It's the first time that these guys have ever played together like this with O'Teal. the infamous String Dusters and Keller Williams have played together before, obviously, but O'Teal right. has never done a bluegrass version of All Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. So it's an incredible collaboration, actually, to have all these people on stage together at the same time covering the Grateful Dead, like all of our favorite, you know, everyone's favorite band.
Yeah.
Or at least mine.
No, everybody's favorite band. The yeah. best band in the land. For sure. That's great. And I know last year O'Teal was O'Teal and Friends, and that was a ton of fun. And yeah, so that's going to be great.
Just a sidebar on that, I'm actually predicting, speaking of sit-ins, you know, some potential. O'Teal, as well as Warren, likes to make guest appearances on stage. So I'm really hoping he shows up on a few other of these stages throughout the day.
Yeah, I could see Tom Hamilton even showing up for that too, right? Just slapping yep. on an acoustic.
Yep.
We got to get J-Rad to this festival the next year.
Well, you know, we've tried.
Yeah.
We'll keep working on it. Yep.
Yeah, I get it. Shaky Graves. For people don't know, tell us a bit about Shaky Graves. I mean, I know, but I want to hear from another fan about Shaky Graves.
Oh, Shaky Graves is incredible. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about Shaky Graves lately because I've only seen them play live one other time. So I was kind of like going off of just the word of mouth of my other promoters and whatnot. And then I just started really digging in deeper, and it's just incredible talent. Incredible. He's coming with a band, but he does play solo as well. I don't know if you've seen those performances, but he can carry like a huge stage on his own.
Yeah, he played Massey Hall here last winter, and unfortunately I didn't make it, but I heard from all accounts it was an incredible show. So we'll definitely want to check out Shaky Graves. And then, speaking of people who can carry the stage all on their own, in fact, probably just with her voice alone, is Mavis Staples. How awesome is that?
I know. I'm freaking out. I'm like so excited to bring this legend to my hometown. It's really actually surreal. She's you know, just turned 80, Rock wow. and Roll Hall of Fame legend, just unbelievable badass in every way. And you know, I mean, you've probably been following all the different collaborations she's been doing lately and the new records she's been putting out.
Yeah.
She's insane. She's just unbelievable force.
So she won't be camping with you guys, right?
She will not. She will not be camping. No. I will carry her probably on a throne to the stage.
Perfect. Well, that I'd like to see. And finally, to close out the festival, and this is for me when I'm, you know, I've seen almost, I would say I've seen 80% of the other bands on the lineup, but I am so psyched to see Green Sky in an absolute beautiful setting, outdoors. Green Sky Bluegrass closes things off Sunday night.
Green Sky, they're so close to my heart. They've been friends for a long time. So I used to produce and own festivals on the West Coast called Winter Wondergrass, and mm-hmm. they're bluegrass festivals up in the winter in the ski towns. And Green Sky Bluegrass was actually our first headliner band that we ever booked back in 2013. And they were still pretty small at the time. I think we ended up having like 1,200 people at this festival. And it since has grown to like now it sells out all the time. But Green Sky was crushing things back then. It's just been so fun to watch them grow and watch their career grow and just see what they're doing as artists. And fully, they don't play up in this region that often. So to have them on the headlining spot is really special to me.
What's amazing is I think they're on the cusp of even exceeding what some of their other Newgrass family are doing. I could see Green Sky headlining major venues or festivals, yeah. because they are going to cross over. You know, it's weird to say that there's a crossover band in the jam band community, but I think they are on the cusp of greatness because they are so talented and musical and you know, they are slowly breaking away from just being a bluegrass band too. So
They really are, and they've always wanted to do that. You know, that's been the direction they've been trying to go in for a long time, and they're amazing songwriters. Their songs are so good and could definitely cross over into the mainstream, and they're fully deserving of it. I mean, I think every band, you know, it's like sometimes the genres get that people get pigeonholed in, there could be a cap on it. So it's like to keep someone in a bluegrass genre can like inhibit their potential to grow, but Green Sky could definitely launch out of that.
For sure.
Easily. Yeah.
There are other things besides amazing music going on at Borderlands Festival. You have some vendors and you have food. So let's hear a bit about, first let's start with vendors that will be on site.
Yeah, we're really lucky because on the festival site we have some infrastructure, and one of the buildings is this big old equestrian stable. It's so beautiful, and it used to be the home of all kinds of different horses and polo champions from around the world, international actually. And we use the stables for a lot of our vendor stalls. So we kind of set up an artisan fair in the stables. So we'll have over 22 vendors in there, all different things, all different types of crafts and wares and clothes and, you know, glass mirrors. I mean, you name it, we have it going on in there. And then out on the festival site, we actually have a bunch of artisans in terms of like, they'll be out making things like woodworking. And we have Oxford Pennant, who I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're a local Buffalo brand that's huge nationally, which is crazy because when I was out in LA a couple weeks ago, I saw their stuff all over Los Angeles. I'm like, oh, those are my friends from Buffalo. So they're super cool, and they make these really cool pennants, which is everyone needs a pennant.
For sure.
So they'll be on site printing custom pennants as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They just did it at Jeff Tweedy at the Wilco Fest, and it was a huge success, and so we're bringing them in here too.
And I see on the website, is somebody actually going to be building a tiny house on site?
No, they actually already built it. So.
Oh,
yeah, but it was a really cool project. They hand built it here locally, and they did it in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club. So kids actually helped build it as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's super cool. We have two of them. I don't know if we're going to have both of them on site, but we have one of them that has TVs set up in it. So we're going to secretly have some sporting events on.
Right, on Sunday for sure, yeah.
On Sunday, yes,
to yeah.
be spoken of. yeah, so the tiny houses won't actually be being built on there, but they've been built locally, which
great.
Is cool.
I sometimes throw on HGTV or one of the other channels, and I watch them build these it's fascinating how they fit everything in, so that'll be... I'm excited to check. Maybe we'll make that the place where we hang out. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we don't have to watch. Then we don't have to watch football. But
yes.
That's so cool. I'm really psyched to check that out. And I sound like a gigantic nerd right now. So let's move to food. And there's going to be lots of food. But I know that you announced, I think yesterday, that Masuda. I got to get the name right. Masuda Chow's?
Yeah, Masuda Chow's. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, yeah. What a crazy menu.
Yeah. They are, you know, they're really interesting because they're fairly new to Buffalo too, and they've become this super hit kind of like cult following, like really cool. And the other cool part of it, of what they're doing, is one of the owners and founders is Johnny Chow from Stone Sour, and he's an incredibly acclaimed guitar player.
Yes,
like, is amazing. So he's one of the owners. Hence, Chow is the name.
Right. Well, also food,
One of their shticks in Buffalo is they have an arcade, so they have arcade games. So they're actually going to be bringing a few stand-up life-size arcade games that we'll have on site, too.
Wow.
So people can play free Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never, you know what, between the tiny house and just hanging out with the arcade, I don't know if I'm actually going to see it. No, I'm joking. See me live.
Yeah, you're going to be very busy.
I'm going to be very busy. I we'll have to bring more than just me to the show. So people can still get tickets, right? You're still selling tickets and people can go to borderlandfestival.com?
Yeah, tickets are still for sale, borderlandfestival.com. We're close to being sold out of our next tier of tickets, so prices will go up pretty soon. So I'm really encouraging everyone to buy sooner than later. I always want to save everybody a buck. So, mm-hmm. Borderlandfestival.com. We're sold out of VIP, unfortunately, months ago. We actually sold out of VIP, but we have general admission tickets and we have single day tickets. So people can just come Saturday or Sunday. We encourage both days, obviously, because the lineup and the value of the ticket is so strong. But if you're coming from Canada and you want to catch the Sheepdogs, you can buy a Saturday single day ticket.
There's also lots of great nonprofits that we should mention too. Headcount will be there. And if you haven't signed, registered to vote, this is the time, everybody. It's really important that you register to vote. And if you don't find your way to doing that in the town that you live in, this is another chance for you to do it. And it's really important this year, probably more than any other year in the United States' history, to get out and vote. So you'll be able to register with Headcount, which is great. Man, do I sound like an American patriot.
I know. I love it. I'm like, yes, go, Ira. Vote, vote.
Well, you know what they say. When America sneezes, Canada catches a cold. So we don't want anybody sneezing or catching a cold. We want to make sure that everything gets figured out down there. And the only way to do that is by exercising your right to vote. So,
yep. Absolutely.
That's important. And the other important thing is that you'll be selling Nalgene water bottles, so people don't have to bring their own, that will be refillable, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so glad you brought this up. I actually want to talk about the sustainability. Yeah, we're a plastic-free, zero-waste site. So we have no plastic water bottles for sale anywhere on the festival site. Instead, we have free water stations. So we'll have constant water flowing at these different water stations that everyone can fill up and stay hydrated all weekend. And we encourage people to bring like something to fill up their water in. But if they don't, we were selling these super cool custom Nalgene water bottles that we partnered up with Reverb. And I know you're familiar with Reverb, but yeah. There's this incredible nonprofit that started 15, 16 years ago out with Jack Johnson and Dave Matthews Band before sustainability was even a topic. And they've been teaching fans at festivals and touring venues how to be sustainable and cut down on all of their plastic waste. So we're really excited. And the proceeds for these, we don't make a penny off these Nalgenes. All the money goes back to Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper and Reverb. So we're putting the money back for these water bottles back into the organizations that are actually on the ground doing the work to really walk the walk of sustainability.
I kind of want to hop in the car and come out right now.
hey, we're here. Dude. I'm in the office.
Yeah. That's 20 days in Buffalo, though.
A lot of days.
That's a lot. I guess half the time I'll be at Duff's and then half the time I'll be at the office. No. Seriously.
Tell me.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us.
Well, I just want to say two different things. One more thing on the sustainability side, too, is we do sell Clean Canteen, these cups. They're actually not, they're stainless steel cups that'll be for sale. That for if you use them for your beer or your drinks all week and you get a dollar off your beverage as well, because that's another effort for us to cut down on single-use cups. Any cups we do have, they'll be compostable, but we encourage everyone to buy the stainless steel, use it all weekend, hang on to it, take it home, put it in your stash, and get a dollar off your beer. So we're really excited about that too.
And there's so many other cool merch items that just look cool. So you'll want to check the merch tent or the festival merch. There's so many amazing things going on. It is an amazing venue, and hey, Jennifer is amazing too. So and her crew and all the people that put this thing on are absolutely amazing. You know, last year they let me steal a golf cart. No, they didn't let me.
I remember that with Kellen.
Yeah. And actually, we got stopped in the middle of the interview. Somebody came and said, that's our golf cart. Anyway, that was funny.
Absconded with a cart.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, what we didn't mention is that the Sound Podcast will be there all both days as well. And we haven't decided yet if we'll be broadcasting live from there or what we'll be doing, but we are going to be there, and we're so psyched to be on site with Borderland, and it's going to be a great couple days. So if you don't have tickets yet, borderlandfestival.com. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
And we'll see you there. Jennifer, thanks so much for taking the time to go through everything with us. And a great follow on Facebook too is Borderland Festival. So you'll want to follow them on Facebook as well. We'll provide all the details on the show notes, and you'll definitely want to head over to Knox Farm in State Park, New York, the Borderland Festival, a festival beyond boundaries. Thanks so much for taking the time, Jennifer. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support. Can't wait to see you.
Sounds like an incredible festival just weeks away. Excited to see so many great friends and bands, but mostly share in the Borderland Festival community. We look forward to seeing you, too. For more info and to buy tickets, visit borderlandfestival.com. Before we leave you, let's listen to one of the other bands playing at Borderland. Here is Green Sky Bluegrass and All for Money from their August 11th, 2019 performance at the Grand Tarhee Bluegrass Festival in Alta, Wyoming.
But we've done it all for money. Nobody ever even really cared. Getting paid, come keep it all away. Start fresh, earn it all again. Maybe it's just like Elvis on a big screen. Someone lied in your dream. Gotta put the good ones on luck. Better save something for to get you smarter when you're dumb, dumb, know how to work. Hope it ain't like Darwin and his silly ideas. They're only right today. Thank you. really care. Getting paid to come and clear it all away, to start fresh, turn it all again. Probably life's just like Dorothy, a weird dream. Nothing's as hard as it may seem.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.